Tips for using examples.
Use examples to clarify your ideas. You probably use clarifying examples all the time in everyday conversation. If you are explaining to a friend about different body types, you might say, "Look at Professor Shankar. He's a typical ectomorph, tall, thin, and bony." Examples are an excellent way to clarify unfamiliar or complex ideas. This is why so many teachers use examples in the classroom. Examples put abstract ideas into concrete terms that listeners can easily understand. This principle works exceptionally well in speeches. Suppose you are talking about suspension bridges. You could give a technical description. The suspension bridge has a roadway suspended by vertical cables attached to two or more main cables. The main cables are hung on two towers and have their ends anchored in concrete or bedrock. If your audience were made up of people familiar with structural systems, they might be able to visualize what a suspension bridge looks like. But for listeners lacking this background, you might want to add a simple example. Two well-known suspension bridges are the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. Because almost everyone has at least seen a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge, using them as examples clarifies your meaning quickly and effectively. Use examples to reinforce your ideas. In a speech entitled "Boxing, the Most Dangerous Sport," student Rob Gokul argued that professional boxing should be banned in the United States. In addition to noting the dozens of deaths caused by boxing, he deplored the irreparable brain damage sustained by many fighters. He explained that a punch thrown by a heavyweight boxer lands with a force of more than 1,000 pounds, and he provided testimony from neurologists about the consequences of receiving repeated blows to the head. To reinforce his point, Rob cited the example of Muhammad Ali, who suffers from a severe case of Parkinson's disease brought on by his years in the ring. His symptoms include impaired hand-eye coordination, slurred speech, reduced muscle strength, and chronic fatigue. Once the heavyweight champion of the world, Ali has been reduced to a mere shell of a man, a shaking, silent reminder of the brutality of boxing. This example was especially effective. It put the medical facts about boxing and brain damage in vivid human terms that everyone could understand. When you use such an example, make sure it is representative, that it does not deal with unusual or exceptional cases. Your listeners are sure to feel betrayed if they suspect you have chosen an atypical example to prove a general point. Use examples to personalize your ideas. People are interested in people. As social psychologist Elliot Aronson explains, most people are more deeply influenced by one clear, vivid, personal example than by an abundance of statistical data. Whenever you talk to a general audience, such as your speech class, you can include examples that will add human interest to your speech. So far in this section, we have seen a number of such examples. Kelly Rayer, who was in the World Trade Center on 9/11, accident victim Roger Charter, and so on. The abstract becomes more meaningful when applied to a person. Which of the following would you be more likely to respond to? There are many hungry families in our community who could benefit from food donations. Or, let me tell you about Arturo. Arturo is 4 years old. He has big brown eyes and a mop of black hair and an empty belly. In all his 4 years on this earth, Arturo has never once enjoyed 3 square meals in a single day. Try using examples with human interest in your speeches. You will soon discover why accomplished speakers consider them the very life of the speech. Make your examples vivid and richly textured. The richly textured example supplies everyday details that bring the example to life. Recall the example of the Olympic runner. The speaker provided us with many details about the runner's bravery in the face of adverse conditions. The runner stumbles and injures her leg near the end of the race. She is passed by other competitors until she alone is left on the track. Doctors offer to help, but she refuses their assistance. With drops of blood along her trail, she shuffles to the finish line with all her remaining strength. How much less compelling the example would have been if the speaker had merely said, "One Olympic runner courageously completed her race despite being injured and exhausted." Instead, The details let us see the runner as she battles through her pain and misfortune to win the applause of people around the globe. She is much more likely to stay in our minds than a brave runner who completed her race. The more vivid your examples, brief or extended, the more impact they are likely to have on your audience. Practice delivery to enhance your extended examples. An extended example is just like a story or narrative. Its impact will depend as much on delivery as on content. Many students have discovered this the hard way. After spending much time and energy developing a splendid example, they have seen it fall flat on the day of the speech because they did not take the extra step to make it vivid and gripping for listeners.